And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 25th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Pablo Picasso, Malaga, Spain, 1881. He was just 18 years old, living in Barcelona, painting pictures of his friends, when one of his paintings was selected for inclusion in a World's Fair in Paris. He went to Paris, he saw paintings by Manet, Cézanne, Degas, Toulouse-Lautrec, and decided to be an artist. It's the birthday of the comedian Minnie Pearl. Sarah Ophelia Colley, born 1912 in Centerville, Tennessee. She was with the Grand Ole Opry for more than 50 years. It's the birthday of the novelist Anne Tyler, born in Minneapolis, 1941. Her family moved to various communes, and she grew up mostly in the mountains of North Carolina, where they raised milk goats and grew their own food. She learned folk crafts and traditional music. When they moved the family to Raleigh, she was sent to public school, and she had never used a telephone. Her feet were calloused from going without shoes. Anne Tyler said of her childhood, "I learned to be alone and to entertain myself by imagining, and when I left the commune, I looked at the regular world from an unusually distant vantage point." One summer, she was working as a teenager on a tobacco farm, and she found a book by Eudora Welty at the library, including the short story The Wide Net, and it changed her life, particularly one line of the story, which was, "Edna Earle could sit and ponder all day on how the little tail of the sea got through the L in a Coca-Cola sign." And Tyler said it was a kind of revelation. "I knew dozens of people like Edna Earle, small town, ordinary. I just didn't know you could write about them." She went to Duke, she fell in love, got married to an Iranian-born medical student, moved with him to Montreal, started working on a novel. Her first novel came out in 1964, If Morning Ever Comes. She was 22. A year later, another, The Tin Can Tree. Moved to Baltimore, 1965, where she's lived ever since. Most of Anne Tyler's novels are set there. She said it's a city with grit and sort of a feisty spirit to it. I think it's a very funny city, and I love it. But any Baltimorean can tell you I'm not a real Baltimorean. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, The Lower Chesapeake Bay. Whatever happened to the cross chest carry, the head carry, the hair carry, the tired swimmer, put your hands on my shoulders and look in my eyes, retrieval? And what became of the stride jump when you leap from impossible heights and land with your head above water so that you never lose sight of your drowning person? Or if he is close enough, where is the lifesaver ring attached to a rope you can hurl at your quarry, then haul him to safety? Or as a last resort, where is the dock onto which you tug the unconscious soul, place him face down, clear his mouth, straddle his legs, and press with your hands on both sides of his rib cage to the rhythm of out goes the bad, ere in comes the good, and pray he will breathe? Hallowed methods we practiced over and over the summer I turned 18 to win my water safety instructor's badge. And where is the boy from Ephrata, Pennsylvania, I made out with night after night in the lee of the rotting boathouse at a small dank camp on the lower Chesapeake Bay?" Maxine Cumin's poem, The Lower Chesapeake Bay, from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.